Licensed lay midwives in Arkansas are concerned about stricter rules proposed by the Arkansas Department of Health, rules which would further regulate the practice. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, both sides will face off at a public hearing scheduled later this month.
Pregnant women in Arkansas seeking a home birth with a licensed midwife must show they are medically fit to endure natural childbirth. The Arkansas Department of Health has maintained oversight of midwifery in Arkansas under the State Board of Health since 1987. Current agency rules require women to undergo two medical risk assessments with a qualified medical provider. If found to be at risk, midwives must relinquish care of their client, transferring care to a qualified family practitioner or obstetrician. Under new draft rules, pregnant women will have to submit to even more medical scrutiny, says Keisha Chiappinelli. She's an attorney and a member of the National Birth Rights Bar Association, representing Arkansas Birth Matters, a grassroots consumer group comprised of 1,500 members.
And now she'll be subject to an additional third risk assessment.
Chiappinelli says women seeking a home birth often have difficulty finding an obstetrician or family practice doctor willing to conduct risk assessments, so end up at state-run public health clinics. She's also hearing from women claiming that the exams are invasive.
The rules actually state that the mother must submit to a vaginal exam, and that the only way that you can deviate and not have the exam is if the clinician makes that call. So the rules do mandate a vaginal exam and ignore the mother's right to make an informed decision to refuse that exam.
Arkansas Department of Health does provide informed refusal forms for midwives and clients to sign. Failing assessments, mothers, Chiappinelli says, often struggle to find an obstetrician or qualified family medical provider to deliver their babies, what's referred to as risked out.
Rather than let the trained, licensed midwife continue to care for mother, mother is now left without maternity care, and we feel that puts her in a very dangerous position and the baby in a very dangerous position.
A majority of states permit home birth after previous cesareans, but the Arkansas Department of Health bars licensed midwives from contracting with women who've previously undergone a surgical birth due to potential complications. One-third of all deliveries in Arkansas are surgical, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The midwifery advocacy group, Arkansas Birth Matters, points to a National Institutes of Health report issued 7 years ago stating concerns about barriers to natural labor after cesarean. The group says more states are allowing certified nurse midwives to deliver mothers who've previously delivered surgically. Licensed lay midwives are trained in prenatal labor delivery and postpartum care. Certified professional midwives, credentialed through the North American Registry of Midwives, offer a higher level of medical expertise, as do certified nurse midwives trained in dual disciplines. Lay midwives who have no license also deliver babies in Arkansas, but below regulatory radar. Keisha Chiappinelli argues licensed midwives are medically trained to know if a mother would be at risk for a home birth.
They have to show that they've received certain education and training, and they're held accountable to the public if something goes wrong. So I think at a certain point, you have to let the provider work autonomously and use the skill set that they have, just like with a regular obstetrician. Say a mom who's pregnant is in the care of an obstetrician and something now changes in the pregnancy. That obstetrician determines whether or not mom should be transferred over to someone for a higher level of care. So now mom needs to go to a specialist. Midwives have the training and they have the education in order to make those determinations in conjunction with the mother.
28 licensed midwives operate in Arkansas, delivering several hundred babies a year, among more than 38,500 delivered in 2014 in hospitals and birthing centers. A public hearing on the private draft rules posted under the midwifery link on the Department of Health's website is set for September 21st at 10 a.m. in the Department of Health's auditorium on Markham Street in Little Rock. Written public comment addressed to the Women's Health Section Chief is welcome. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.